Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the seventh parak of Meseches Erevin. We are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hay. So the Mishnah discusses chatzeros that have a hole in the ground, a ditch in the ground, a bar in the ground, in between the two chatzeros, and the ditch in the ground is 4 tefachim wide and it's 10 tefachim deep. So nasan alav neser shu rachav arba tefachim. If you put a board that's 4 tefachim wide over the top of the ditch, so that you can walk right over from one chatzer to the other chatzer, v'chein shtei gzuz. Or if you put two balconies that face each other across a Rishus HaRabim, and they also have a 4 tefach wide board running from one balcony to the other over the Rishus HaRabim, then ma'arvin shnayim, you can make two separate erevin v'imratzu ma'arvin echad, or if you want, you can even make one erev, because now you have a pesach from one chatzer to the other. The pesach is the board, it's the bridge that allows you to go easily from one to the other, so it could be considered a single chatzer that could join in an Eruv together. Pachos mikan, but if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then marvin shayim ved marvin echad, then it's not a real Pesach, because a Pesach has to be 4 tefachim wide, and therefore these two chatzeros are still considered to be totally separate from each other. They're not considered to be in any way a single chatzer, because people would never walk across a board that's so narrow. So it's not a real Pesach between one chatzer and the other. Mishnah Hey, mat bein shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a haystack between two chatzeros, kavoa asar tefachim, and it's 10 tefachim high, so ma'arvin shnayim, then that's a real mechitza between the two chatzeros, and you need two erevin, one for each chatzer, ve'ein ma'arvin echad, and they cannot join in a single erev, because it's the same exact thing as a mechitza. Now, it's a little bit different than a mechitza, because when it comes to a haystack, eventually you're going to feed it to animals, so it's a temporary mechitza, but even a temporary mechitza is a mechitza. So if it's 10 tefachim high and it separates the two chatzeros, so you have a mechitza bein shtei chatzeros. Elu ma'achilin mikan, even though the haystack separates it into two separate erevin, the people in one courtyard could have their animals eat from their side of the haystack, ve'elu ma'achil mikan, and the people in the other chatzer can have their animals eat from their side of the haystack. You don't have to be worried that the animals are going to eat so much straw that the haystack is going to go down to less than 10 tefachim, and then it's not going to be considered a mechitza anymore, because it's not considered to be pasul unless it's been less than 10 tefachim along an entire section that's more than 10 amos. Meaning, if the haystack in between them goes down to less than 10 tefachim, it's not so bad, as long as it's only less than 10 tefachim in a particular spot along the wall. But if it's only going to be a problem if it goes down to less than 10 tefachim along 10 full amos of the wall, only then is that beyond the shear of the Pesach between one chatzer and the other, which would then invalidate an Eruv that was made separately, because then they're going to be parutz from one to the other. Nismai tatevin me'asar tefachim. If before Shabbos the height of the haystack was less than 10 tefachim, meaning became less than 10 tefachim along, you know, the full 10 amos, then ma'arvin echad ve'in ma'arvin shnayim. Then you can only make one eruv. You're not allowed to make two separate eruvin, because it's considered to be a single chatzer. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalid we learned that if you have a ditch in between two chatzeros, but you have a 4 tefach wide board that runs over the ditch, then it's considered to be, it could be considered to be one chatzer, or at least a pesach between the two chatzeros, so you can make two separate erevin or one erev, whichever you want. If the board that goes over the ditch is less than 4 tefachim wide, then there are two separate chatzeros, you can only make two separate erevin. In Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you have a haystack that's 10 tefachim high between two chatzeros, so that's a mechitza, there are two separate erevin. You'd have to make two separate erevin, and animals can eat from either side of the haystack, and you don't have to worry that it's going to be nisma'it to less than 10 tefachim along 10 amos worth of the wall. But if it gets to less than 10 tefachim along 10 amos worth of the wall, then enochinami, it's considered to be one big chatzer, not two separate chatzeros, and you're only allowed to make one eruv and not two eruv. And Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parag Zayin, Mishnah Vav.